The Quickies on In.com.
Hey, this is Karan here and you're listening to In.com's Quickies. We're back with some more news and entertainment for you today. So sit tight and listen up. Salman Khan used to have a very average Instagram game until his ex-girlfriend Katrina Kaif told him to up it. Since then, everyone's been getting a glimpse of how interesting and happening his life is, with posts ranging from workout videos to hand slap games with his nephews. And now he's added a video of him dancing to his arsenal of posts. But it isn't just any old dancing video. It's a video of him dancing alongside dancing legend Prabhu Deva, who happens to be directing the latest installment of the Dabang franchise, Dabang 3. Oh, and there's filmmaker Sajid Nadiadwala and actor Kicha Sudeep as well, all shaking it to the tune of Urvashi, the song that shot Prabhu Deva to fame. And Bhai, apart from busting some of his own moves, definitely tries his best to keep up with Prabhu Deva as well. But we all know when you have muscles like that, it's hard to make dancing your strong suit also. But full points for effort and a sporting carefree attitude. As for Dabang 3, according to Prabhu Deva, it's going to be an out-and-out Salman Khan film with quite a bit of action and is slated to hit the screens on December 20th. Rishi Kapoor and wife Neetu Kapoor earlier jetted off to England to enjoy the World Cup, and along with them went daughter Ridhima Kapoor Sani, son-in-law Bharat Sani and granddaughter Samara. Now they're back in New York again, and within no time the visitors have started pouring in. This time it was singer Anoop Jalota who dropped in to pay them a visit, and Rishi shared a picture with all three of them on Wednesday night. We're assuming Anoop was in New York on work and decided to pop in and say hi to the Kapoors. And the list of Bollywood celebrities who acted on this line of thought has been numerous over the last 10 months, with Shah Rukh Khan, Aamir Khan, Karan Johar, Abhishek Bachchan, Priyanka Chopra and a whole lot of other celebrities having paid them a visit in New York. Still, home is home, and Rishi Kapoor definitely misses it. He still needs to undergo a bone marrow transplantation before he can come back to India. So let's hope that he gets done with that soon and can get back to Desi soil. The latest in the rumor mill is that Satte Pe Satta, the movie that starred Amitabh Bachchan and Hema Malini, is being remade by Farah Khan. And as per sources, the rumor further says that Hrithik Roshan and Deepika Padukone are being considered to play the leads in the remake. However, when In.com got in touch with Farah, she rubbished all these reports and said that she's not going to talk about the project and that everything is a rumor. She added that when things get sealed and confirmed, they will make an announcement, but until then, rumors shouldn't be fallen for. What a way to put a pin in our helium balloon. A Deepika and Hrithik collaboration would have been quite exciting, seeing as they've never been seen together on screen before. And the remake with Hrithik would also see him stepping in the shoes of Amitabh Bachchan for the second time, with the first being Agnipath in 2012. Anyway, this project might still work out the way we want it yet. Only time will tell. Well, it looks like Kangana continues her media controversy streak with the latest update on the row between her and a journalist. Basically, on July 7th at the song launch event of Kangana Ranaut and Rajkumar Rao's Judgmental Hai Kya, a journalist named Justin Rao was about to shoot a question to the actors when Kangana got into a verbal tussle with him for criticizing her previous release, Manikarnika, the Queen of Jhansi. She even accused him of running a smear campaign against her and claimed that he had interviewed her for 3 hours inside her van, while his side of the story is that none of this happened. To cut things short, the media fraternity weren't too happy with the incident, and the Entertainment Journalists Guild of India met producer Ekta Kapoor demanding an apology. Balaji Telefilms obviously gave in and released a statement issuing an official apology, but any mention of Kangana in the matter was skillfully omitted. And while the Entertainment Journalists Guild of India promised to not harm the film, they also declared to boycott Kangana. Kangana is currently one of the leading female actors in the industry, so let's see whether they go ahead and stick to their word on that one, because it definitely doesn't sound like it'll be good for business. The ICC World Cup 2019 has seen numerous fan moments so far and will continue to see overjoyed fans gleefully grinning in pictures with their cricket idols. With India having qualified for the semi-finals, Tuesday saw a match between the boys in blue and New Zealand. And two cricket fans, who also happened to be actors, made sure they were at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground, Manchester, for the match. And to their absolute delight, they even bumped into a cricket legend. Anil Kapoor and Sanjay Kapoor had their perfect fan moment when they bumped into Kapil Dev. And in the picture that he shared on his social media account, Sanjay Kapoor can be seen grinning widely and looking all starry-eyed. Hilariously, he looked nowhere as excited in the picture he posted earlier with his brother Anil Kapoor. And while the actors were there to cheer for Team India, the match had to be stopped due to rains and postponed to Wednesday, when New Zealand will play their remaining 3.5 overs. And if the game has to be stopped again on Wednesday due to rains, India will automatically qualify for the finals since it has a better position on the World Cup 2019 scoreboard table.
The Quickies on in.com.